Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, the following is suitable for everyone. Everyone who is willing to basically take some responsibility and make some change. Big change. Big change towards the greater good. Hello. I am Talk Dude, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. It's 10 o'clock here on the dot. We're live right now. You want to call in, be heard. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, this show is basically about satisfying your personal greatness. We've talked a lot about that on the show. How does it work? Well, kind of like this. We all have an inner sense of self, a self-improvement, a sort of, there is a desire we have to improve upon ourselves, to be greater than we are. There is a part of us, a lot of us in a way that isn't being satisfied. Many of us aren't living up to our fullest potential. You can change all that. You can basically be something for that greater good. Something greater. It is a possibility. It is personal greatness. You can be great. You can be better than you are. How? Many of you are asking yourself that question right now. How is it possible? How would it be possible? Okay, take a moment right now to ask yourself where you are. Where are you in life? Take a moment to think about it. Now ask yourself where you want to be. You want to be greater? You want to be doing better things? You want to be exemplary, don't you? Life rewards those who make great things happen. You can do that. You can live up to that greater good. You can do all that. Ask yourself how. There are daily resolutions you can take every single day to be greater. In a lot of ways, you may be holding yourself back. You know, afraid to really stretch your wings. You're afraid you can fall. You can fall off the mountain. I'm not going to lie to you. It's true. It's quite possible. That's part of it all. But imagine the regrets you're going to have when you're stuck sort of in a state of arrested development. When you're thinking to yourself, why did I not try? Why did I not reach for the brass ring? Let me explain something to you. I'm not just a co-host. I'm a part of this program myself. One of the reasons that I got involved with all this is because Organic himself told me, he talked about me reaching for personal greatness. Being there for that greater good. Accomplishing. Moving. Now, I have a bad habit. I have trouble getting things started. A lot of you might. It's one thing to start a brand new, you know, life regimen. But what can be hard is sticking with it. Willpower. Some people call it stick-to-itness or whatever, but no, it's willpower. Do you have willpower? Are you like the little engine that could, or do you just keep falling off the tracks yourself because you just don't know how to basically put this hard work, one effort into it all? Ask yourself what it is you really want. What do you need? What are you dying for? The truth is, it may be closer than you think. okay, ask yourself a second, where do I want to be? What is it I want? Then just ask yourself how you get there. And enjoy the journey. Take steps towards that greatness that you long for so much. Fight. Fight for what's needed. I can tell you this much. Every single one of you, every child has potential. Every child is special. No child's left. Listen. Every human soul has the potential to be something. The one question you ask yourself is, how do I get there? How? Start with your daily routine. Are you not getting up early in the morning? Not early enough? Let me tell you something. I used to be a late sleeper. I have ADHD, so it took me a while to get tired enough to fall asleep. And the truth is, it took me a long while to basically try to fall into an early to bed, early to rise pattern, because it helps. It helps basically going to bed and getting a reasonable hour and getting up before the sun does. One problem basically successful people have is that success is such tedious, tiresome work that often they get tired of it all and they want to jump off the wagon. They want to basically indulge themselves in some kind of drugs and basically just, you know. This way. Does it? I say it doesn't. I say things are better. Things can be better. Things can be better. Things can be better. We can be better. Things can be much better. Better than they are. The first step is making little improvements every day and asking how. Never forget why, too. And when the time is always now, the time is always basically great for change. Change is a part of life, but one has to remember to always change for the better. No matter what you do, change for the better. Me personally, I've gotten better, but I've gotten worse too. I've relapsed into my old patterns. The thing is, one thing I try to remind myself is that it takes so little to fall off the mountain. It can happen so simply. That's why some people don't even try. I advise all of you to try. Take daily resolutions, little ways that you can work out and push yourself towards that greater good. You can have all you're intended for, all you're entitled to. You can personally do those big things that you long for. I got into more things like yoga, Pilates, working out especially, pushing myself, improving myself. It's all about getting better.
Everybody, this is Kameen Organic, okay? You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And my co-host is Talk Dude. Everyone, within yourself, if you can truly reflect from what the Talk Dude is expressing, can we give him the most clearest moment of you appreciating yourself as he's opening up from himself? This is Community Organic OK. I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for those who are locating the interest of being a selfie and caring to another level of appreciation. Mr. Talk Dude, please do not be on the phone.
I'm not. But I understand you're giving me a warning heads up, so I won't.
Yeah, now just listen to this. Everybody don't have the same focus, same interest, same capability to unleash the greatness within themselves from their own experience, right? Sometimes people are like having a personal trainer, right? It's that writing down and pinning down your exercises, pin down your experience. You are breathing on the phone.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Once you take this, understand, what time of day are you waking up? What time are you truly reflecting and seeing your actual motivation be uplifted? Are you going to sleep at the right time? Are you exercising? Are you eating properly? Are you truly living the life that you think the television is living? Huh? You think, oh, I'm watching a program, eating like this because the program is, well, it's so important that you realize the program of your life, the program that will satisfy the greatest within you. Oh, you see the examples out here where you see people that you've never seen in your life. Some people have been around a long time. Never seen a lot of people didn't look like this. Think about 20, 25 years ago, when a lot of people didn't know what the versatile of what curvy and having a nice shape and being healthy really looked like. Because they were so biased, unclear about how these things could help their life, because they feel like, you know, they make these charts about weight and size. They didn't have the intellect ability to satisfy the greatest within this ability. And now we're looking at a different visual than what we've seen 30 years ago, right? 25 years ago. And we recognize these things within happiness. See, misery doesn't just come from unwanted company. You are entertaining unhappiness of your life because you haven't truly invested in your ability to harvest the caring ability where you're truly redefining your investment in your life. Now, let me go to my co-host, Comedian Talk Dude. As you were saying...
Wait, what? What'd you say?
Everyone has to remind him. I said, as you were saying, come on, man.
Okay, as I was saying, listen, every single one of you out there, you can be what you want to be. You can, all you have to do is reach inside and take it. It's right there. It's right there in front of you.
Come on, man.
Your whole life is waiting for you on the edge of its seat. You deserve to be great. You deserve nothing but greatness. You deserve it. And the question is, well, how do I get it? That's what you're all wondering, right? 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is Organic OK. Call in and tell us what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. How do you be great? First of all, self-confidence, real self-worth you have, it's not something – you get. You reach inside and you take it. Take your self-worth. Take that dignity that you have for yourself. Take that sense of self-respect. Grab with both hands. That is the first step. The next step is just asking what you want in life, what you need, what's missing. The third step is ask yourself, how do I get it? What steps do I keep taking? How do I climb? How do I do it? Can't be done. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. I want to see all of you, everyone listening out, who might be listening to this, to make their dreams a physical, living, breathing reality.
All right, everyone. No. That was tough, dude. Now, I hear you still have a few words to say. Can you get to wrap it up, Chris? We want to go to the next thing.
Okay. One of the reasons I'm on this show is because I'm not just the co-host. I was somebody who basically didn't feel like I was good enough either. I always felt kind of awkward. But when I started taking steps in this program, it started helping me to reach for that better, greater good that everybody's always talking about, that better sense of self. It's there. I know. I went for it. And I know that the job is never truly done. You still take steps every single day to get better. You still basically feel like self-improvement is something that never has to truly end. Even people, older people, in their twilight years, I mean, a lot of them just want to sit back and relax and just wait for the inevitable. But I'm telling you, you can still find ways to improve yourself, still find plans about things, ways you can turn it all around. You can do it. It can be done. First of all, say, be the you want to be, that you like. Look in front of that mirror and basically say, I like what I am. I'm proud of it. And I don't really need to change all that much. I'm happy with me.
Are you truly happy with you?
Wait, what'd you say?
Are you truly happy with you?
I'm happier, but I still plan on taking steps every single day to make changes to the point where I become totally the me I want to be.
All right, sir. So, help the meeting talk, dude, and we must move on. And realize falling asleep, your mind's going to be an accident. Because you move so slow, like you're dreaming outside of your reality of focusing. You must not forget, and so many people that, because you're truly involving yourself with, that you are affecting the outcome of their desires because you have been preparing. Life will pitch you and have you engaging, networking with love, and truly carrying another altitude of your ability. And you truly understand these things because this is what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some parts of our time in our life where we're helping people and people are going back, checking notes, and trying to come back to undermine what the actual investment was. They're trying to milk out the investment. That's one of the things. It's something about how people make U-turns to minimize the actual result of somebody's impact in your life. You might think the person that impacted in someone's life is being shortchanged. It's shortchanged by your ability to truly care and truly enhance that connection. You understand how to connect that enhancement of your ability to be continuing understanding what this person is investing in you, and you show appreciation by how you keep on appreciating and using your the skills to become better at what you do. Now, I'm going to go back to my co-host, because yeah, I know he had a few more words to say.
Yeah. I'm eternally grateful to anybody who could hear this show at this point and start thinking, you know what? I am going to start doing what I need to do. I'm going to get by. I'm going to improve. I look forward to being somebody who just reaches out and touches somebody in that way. I wish somebody would basically call in and let us know we're making an effort. You think, I keep knowing that I should basically turn my life around, but I just don't have time.
Now, what do you think the people feel?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that. I think a lot of people, they don't have the time. They don't know how to make it. They're already clinging to what they have by bleeding fingernails. And
Can you explain that to me?
Wait, what?
Can you explain that to me, what that means, fingernails?
I mean, they're holding on for dear life to what they have and what they are. They want to get better. They want to improve themselves, but they just don't have time, and they don't know how. They don't have the time to get better.
But getting better is the time, then they could be wasting time. That they don't realize they're wasting time on something that's not as valuable for the child. Now, they're wasting time on something that's valuable. What's the time they really need to do? What's the time they really need to understand? The time that they're wasting on time for something that is not truly changing their life. It's actually wasting their life. You realize how many people that hear you, it's like, oh, man. Don't realize how many people you're saying is true. But they said, oh, I don't know from him. Anybody else give me information? They wanted somebody else get the information you're telling them, and they give it to them. You know, talk to people, man. Come on now. Get your story, man. Come on now.
What you need to ask yourself personally is, do I deserve this?
Come
the answer
on,
is yes,
on.
You do.
Come on now. We need a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to. Now, so many of us basically have trouble making time. You just simplify things. Okay, basically, it's like a recipe. Now, you've all seen all the cooking shows. Everybody's cooking now. They got cooking shows. They got cooking how-to tutorials, recipes online, whatever. Basically, becoming the you want to be, it's basically like putting a recipe together. You got to sort of make sure the right ingredients are there. But how do you get rid of the destructive elements? There are sometimes we're afraid to get rid of those elements because we've come to know them too much as a part of ourselves. We're afraid of change. We're afraid to really, truly kind of get out from all that. We basically, how do you get rid of those destructive elements, those things that will ruin the recipe? These certain little characteristics that we have, these little things, they sort of make us who we are. And the truth is, we're not quite sure how to get rid of them.
It depends, though, bro. Hold on a second. Let me see what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Depending on who's cooking, who you got in there cooking with you in the kitchen, it's recipes that become even better because the team effort, depending on who's in the kitchen, making the recipes come out even better, right?
So
if you're limited in the information you have, you're going by something and you messed up, you know how to fix it. But somebody else would say, you didn't just make it good, you made it better. So when they understand that and put that investment into the actual action, you got even more better progress. You can use it next time, right? So I'm saying, you, come on now, don't talk to people like they all just falling out of their creativity. Come on now, embrace the creativity and give them some life. I mean, are you listening to what you're saying? Well, this stuff right here, man.
Every single one of you, I believe in you. I have faith in you. You have the potential to be what you want to be. Only truth is, you can go out there and you can make it happen. Now, whatever little speed bump, whatever little mistake happens, if you just basically know how to push it aside, step over it, or walk it off.
Right,
you're halfway there.
We need you to have to show up, and we need a little more life in your words, sir. A little bit more.
Every single one of you. I basically got myself a notebook and started writing down the things I was going to change about me. I was going to change about my life. I was going to basically not do anymore. I started basically just looking around and thinking, you know what? I can be better than this. The whole world is opening up. The whole world is waiting for me. They want me to become something great.
What are you telling the world? We tell the world as the whole world opens up. What are you telling them? Now, are you going to bore them to death? Are you going to truly talk to them as they need to hear the message? Are you going to talk to them like they're not appreciative of you? Or, you know, preach to yourself. You're talking to people, you know, man. You tired?
In a way, I've been frustrated. I've been basically at times hit my head against the same wall and thinking maybe I'm just meant to stay here. I didn't know how to get out from under it. I didn't know how to push through it.
Okay.
I mean, you yourself, you've basically told me I'm holding myself back too much. I've basically been afraid of change. And that for the greater good, it can happen.
Yeah,
it will happen.
The words in the power, you know, is, like you say, the words in the power of your tongue.
I wish somebody would call in so we could basically,
you know,
show them how they could do the same.
No, this is a solution. Things will happen the way it needs to happen. Don't get distracted on things that's not really in your control. Just worry about the things that are in your control and do the best of your ability in that. So when you have someone call and start responding to you, the thing in your life, people responding to you, depending on how they feel or what you're saying, they was like, man, what's bringing life to yourself? What's going on, man? You really got bitter or something? What's going on with you?
What I want is to basically, the first step, of course, is I just want to, if I could have any wish right now, I would wish I could have that mindset of the guy who makes it happen, the kind of guy who basically knows that he can do it and do it because he knows he must. He knows because that's what's in the cards for him. That is what is his mission in life. I want that mindset.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the first step. If you got that, you have that, sir. If you have that, you're halfway there. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. We hope someone hears this show at some point. Comes in. Remember, you can pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. Type in Blog Talk Radio, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Once again, the first step towards personal greatness. All right. Remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, do you want to add anything?
Organic, okay. Well, something that people say that motivating, it's more discouraging because it's not uplifting to the level that the person's identity of the, you know. When you are a student, sometimes when you're talking, like in the classroom, the teacher's talking all slow, some people don't respond to that because they're bored and asleep. And we have to understand how we're talking to you because people respond to that. So we talk about what life and uplifting is happening. People are like, oh, I like that because I was so down and out. When you're talking like that, when you're down and out, people can pick up on that, and that can discourage them more. Last word, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, have faith in yourself and what you can do, because once again, that's the first step. Thank you all. Thank you, and good night.